On the new Classical FM. I'm Jean Stillwell, and with me on the phone is Heather Ogden, who was born in Toronto and trained at the National Academy of Dance in British Columbia before joining the National Ballet of Canada in 1998. She was promoted to principal dancer in 2005. And Heather joins us on the phone this morning to talk about the ballet Giselle, which opens on the 20th of November, runs to the 24th, and perhaps we'll do a little flirting with some other repertoire as well. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. You know, I've been following your career for years, and I love your dancing, and so it's such a joy to finally be talking with you.
Absolutely, me too.
Good. Now, I understand that Giselle is kind of known as a ballerina's Hamlet. Can you explain that?
Yeah, Giselle is a very coveted role for a dancer. I think I call it one of the ballerina roles, like one of the ones you really want to do when you're that little girl. But I think it encompasses the full classical technique. You have to have a huge range and kind of mastery of technique, but more importantly, you have to be a great actress and to be able to tell this story from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And it's a very meaty role for a ballerina, so I think that's why we all adore it.
Oh, fantastic. Now, this is, first of all, tell us, who is Giselle?
So Giselle...
Yeah, tell me about her character and stuff.
Sure, yeah. Giselle is a peasant girl. She was born with a bad heart, and we know this because she loves to dance, and her mother is always telling her, don't dance too much, she's worried about her heart.
Oh.
And she has all of her friends in her village, and a young man who... likes her, named Hilarion, but then this stranger comes into town named Albrecht, who is actually royalty, but he's disguised himself as a peasant because he would like to just, you know, have a relaxing afternoon in the country, and they fall in love. So Giselle is just full of joy. She's very vital and innocent, naive, full of grace, and just a bubbly character, which really contrasts the second act because... unfortunately, sorry to spoil it, but Albrecht breaks her heart and she dies at the end of the first act. And then in the second act, she has to come back in a much more ethereal and sorrowful environment where she does forgive him. So you have these themes of love and betrayal and forgiveness, but Giselle has the full range of all of them.
And Sir Peter Wright is the choreographer of the ballet, just in case you didn't know. And the music is by Adolphe Adam, arranged by Joseph Horowitz. But does the choreography change a great deal in the second half, where you have to be a more ethereal dancer or portraying of the role?
Absolutely. It couldn't be more different. So in the first act, you show Giselle as young. She's bubbly, she's bouncy and vibrant. And then in the second act, in order to... interpret the fact that she's dead and ghost-like, all the movements are very soft and adagio and smooth, and there's a certain head tilt and like a tilt forward of the body, almost like I don't want to use the word zombie because it's prettier than that.
I think we kind of get a drift of what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, it's like eerie, and you need to be weightless and boneless, and so it's a very big contrast for the two styles.
Would you say this is one of the most difficult roles in the ballet repertoire?
It is very challenging. It's such a pleasure. I never really think of it that way, but absolutely. It requires incredible work and incredible stamina. It's physically hard. It's emotionally hard, but also so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything particular that is unique to Adolphe Adam's music for you?
I don't know about unique, but I love it so much, especially the music in the second act. It just, like, it pulls on your heartstrings so much. Mm. I feel like every dancer, no matter where you're standing on stage or whatever stage you are in your career, I remember when I joined just hearing that music being like, oh, I have to dance that one day.
Uh-huh.
So beautiful.
So congratulations. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary to me that you've been a principal dancer since 2005. That's just amazing. Mm-hmm. That's unusual, is it not? To be a principal dancer for that length of time?
Yeah, it's there have been others who have had a long career like me, but I do feel very fortunate. It's given me a very exciting and layered career. I'm very grateful for every minute I have on stage. So, yeah.
Now, you also sing a lot of... hello, that's me. You also dance a lot of contemporary repertoire as well. Do you have a favorite piece that... You did a big role recently, did you not? Emma Bovary, was it not?
We did Emma Bovary last year. That was a new creation. That was really exciting. We just came back from a tour to London and Paris where I danced.
Wow.
A contemporary duet called Islands. We did Angel's Atlas by Crystal Pite and a ballet by James Kadelka, who you would know, called Passion. Uh-huh. So yeah, we have a very, we have a big variety in our repertoire, and it's really nice to have a company where you can show and explore your range.
Oh, for sure.
We have a beautiful mixed program coming up before Giselle.
Yes.
It's not to be missed. Some really beautiful pieces coming up, and the rest of the year too, there's a lot to look forward to.
And do you have, is there a dance or a role, excuse me, that you would, that is something that you would love to do yet that you haven't done?
Yes, there are a few. You know, I have a long list, but I would love to dance Manon, which is a ballet I've never done. And I would love to dance Lady of the Camellias. Oh. There's a few other contemporary pieces. The choreographer who's in town right now, they're called Lightfoot Leon. It's a duo of choreographers. Their work is so exceptional. I'm very, I have a huge crush on all their work. One day I would like to do something with them.
We caught a glimpse of that on the website, right? Because they're part of Silent Screen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, everyone has to go see that. It's so beautiful.
It does. It looks amazing. And if you don't mind my saying that, your husband is also going to be dancing. And that's Guillaume Côté. So that's a very exciting year for him.
Yes, Guillaume will be making his farewell this year.
Right.
So he'll be having a kind of a year-long celebration of his adieu.
It's wonderful. And how is that for you?
It's okay. I think we've had a huge partnership on stage together.
You sure have. Yeah, amazing.
And it will be the end of an era for him.
Yes, and for you in a way, with him. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Guillaume and I are no longer together.
I beg your pardon.
That's okay. We still work together and we support each other.
Right.
So it is definitely the end of something. I feel very sentimental about all of our dancing moments together.
Of course.
And I think that it's hard to say goodbye to the stage.
Yes.
So I can recognize that that will happen for me as well. So I look at what he's going through and he's handling it with a lot of grace. And I wish him the best. And I'm sure he has a million opportunities ahead of him because he's a busy guy.
Yeah. And as do you. And we hope that you don't retire anytime too soon, because I think you're a sensational dancer. I love watching you on stage. You're brilliant, and you tell a story, and your technique is amazing. So I want to thank you so much for talking with me this morning, Heather.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and have a wonderful time dancing Giselle. We've been speaking with Heather Ogden, who's a principal dancer in the National Ballet of Canada. Giselle opens on November 20th and runs to the 24th. And you can get tickets by going to national.ballet.ca. That was Heather Ogden, who is dancing the title role in the ballet Giselle.